L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
What's the most illegal thing you've ever done? Caught or not caught? Maybe no one knows. 1-800-947-3979. This started as a Reddit thread, I believe. Then BuzzFeed ripped it off. Now we're re-ripping it off.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that got it started, I stole a Coke machine from a middle school.
The whole machine?
When I got it home, it ended up being full of Dasani and not much money.
Oh, that sucks.
Not do it again, but the water got cut off at our house while we were living there, so we flushed like kings for a while. You hate Dasani so much, you were using it to flush your toilet?
That's all it's good for.
If your water got cut off, you know, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, if you're going to steal one of those machines, it's got to be the one with a glass front on it, and you got to wait until it's nearly empty, because that means they haven't been there in a while.
That just seems like so much work.
But now,
for not a lot of money, Steve.
Yeah, a lot of work.
Well, especially now. I mean, all the card swipes. Is that what you're going
to
say?
Yeah, yeah. It used to be years ago, you'd see people would break into payphones or something because there were always quarters in it. And that's all that was there.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, it's all credit cards.
All right. That one's something. Got some coming in.
Okay. I'm sure we do.
This one, I once invoiced a company $20,000 on a $2,000 project because I knew the company's accounting department would not catch it, and they didn't.
Wow. That's bold.
That is. Yeah. See, that would scare me. I'd worry, even if I got that money, that money would be the reason I died for some reason. Like, I bought a car with it, and then I totaled the car on the way home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you get that feeling like when life's going well, you're like, I guess I'm going to get in a car wreck today?
Yeah.
Is that everybody?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, I think so. You don't think that way, Howings?
Things are going good today. I bet something bad will happen. No.
Yeah, you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, everything comes at a price.
No.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. He's like the one out of five.
Howings is just negative about everything all the time.
A little bit.
Well, that might be the difference. And I don't even mean that insulting.
No, I'm even keeled. I don't get too high. I don't get too low.
People say that about me too,
you know, but I think if I stole money, I would think, oh, something bad is I'm going to get karma from this, maybe. Yeah. But like if things are just going OK, like in a day, no, I don't think, oh, well, it's only a matter of time before everything goes to hell.
I don't do it as much now, but I used to.
Yeah.
You know, if we got a job we really wanted or whatever, I'd be like, well, I guess I'll die when we're moving.
Yeah.
These are obtrusive thoughts. I mean, they're not legit, but
after I quit my job in Atlanta, because I had never quit a job quite like that before, where I was just like, boom, it was like I got hit by a bus and never came back.
Yeah.
But I knew I had this job. So I took a month off, and that whole month I was like, something's going to kill me. I'm not going to make it to Michigan. And then the whole time I was driving up here, well, to be fair, I had a 20-foot long U-Haul and a car attached to it. The whole time I was like, I'm not going to make it. This is where I roll over and die
55
right here.
Miles an hour.
Yeah, like there's just no way I landed this job. It was such a crazy feeling.
Now you're here. You're like, oh, this was the karma.
Yeah.
this was the negative that came with the positive. Oh, God, these idiots.
Somebody help me. I'm blinking for help.
Yeah, what is it? Kelly's ordering angel shots every time we go to the bar, but she's not with a man. She's with her job.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, wow, we got a lot of criminals on the phone.
Yeah. Illegal things you've done.
Nice.
Jimbo, on line one, it says no harmonizer. I'm warning you of that in advance. I assume you told Tommy that and he didn't just go rogue. Hello, Jimbo in Illinois.
Good morning. Yes, I told Tommy that in advance.
Okay. What
What
did you do that's the most illegal thing for you?
Well, first of all, I was about 11 years old, and I blew up a porta potty with a Molotov cocktail after watching James Bond movies all day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. At 11?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lucky you didn't blow your hand off.
I'm a reformed pyromaniac in that aspect. I was probably like 23, and the owner of the restaurant I was working at, small town bar and grill, they told me that they were going to be letting me go after a Sunday. And to leave the key and all this, that, and the other, I had my server call in, my dishwasher called in, And then the owners called in at like 11:30 noon and ordered a bunch of to-go breakfast in the middle of a lunch rush. So, I number three'd on their hash browns.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Did you do anything to like cover it up afterwards, or were you just showing them straight up? This is my.
Oh yeah, no. She asked for extra gravy, so she got some extra baby gravy.
Oh God.
I like gravy.
And then a little bit over the top. But you know, I just did it to hers. I didn't touch the kids' foods because that's, you know.
Hope she didn't share.
I know every kid. Mom, can I have a bite of your food? Yeah. Bro, you definitely number three on a kid.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work too.
It is.
Well,
because you gotta alter your state of mind
while you're making food.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily. I mean, know. Making hash browns might have made him super horny.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he's into diced
finally
potatoes.
The release he was looking for, you know.
Perfectly golden.
Yeah.
A little damp looking.
Time to make a strudel.
You know how we feel
like
about
the
potatoes
way you
on this
at me
show.
When you said that.
I know, I don't either. I felt like I was looking at my brother.
What is the most illegal thing you've ever done? Jimbo number three. Hi, Jimbo number three. What is the most illegal thing you've ever done?
I did 10 years in federal prison for a drug conspiracy.
For a drug conspiracy? What is a drug conspiracy? Does that mean conspiracy to
what
sell?
What that means is me and a group of people got together and we conspired to pick up drugs at a location in the city, generally bring it to another location, then distribute it out to people who are going to sell it in the streets to make us money.
What kind of drugs? Do tell.
Cocaine-based crack.
Wow.
50 to 150 grams is what I get charged with. It lasted for a couple of years. The charges are conspiracy, possess and distribute cocaine-based, possession with intent to distribute cocaine-based, criminal forfeiture, et cetera, and so forth. Long and short, I came out of the military, got hooked up with a bad group of people, and made some really bad choices.
Wow.
And you did not least of all getting addicted to drugs in the first place and then needing to support my habit.
That sucks.
Wow. So you did 10 years, you said, right?
What's that?
You did 10 years?
Yep.
So you went straight from drug conspiracy, also a drug habit, straight into prison? So you did what is it called whenever you're coming off of a drug?
Withdrawal.
Yeah, so you had withdrawals in prison.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, it wasn't that bad for me because I'm a different kind of person anyways, but I got lucky, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. You know.
How are you doing now?
Yeah, what's,
like I was at a,
what, it's
that?
It sounds like, I'm guessing by your call and by your frankness that you came out a different man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things where you're great and I've been, let's see. Sorry.
That's
I've been
okay.
Free and clear for, let's see. I got locked up in 98, got released in end of 2006, and I've been clean and sober ever since.
Yeah.
Working a job.
Nice.
You know,
Jimbo, what is
living
it?
Good.
Yeah,
can you,
good.
What is it like the day you get out?
It's really weird because the world has moved on and you haven't. So when I got out, I had a close friend tell me, hey, look, when you get a job, make sure you make at least, you know, 15, 20 bucks an hour, because if you're not, you're not going to survive. And I'm looking at the guy going, well, what are you talking about? And then I went to the store and a gallon of milk was like $4 and something. And I'm going, what the hell is this?
Because in 98, when you went in, the minimum wage was,
it
what,
was like
7
a buck
and a quarter?
Change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, man. Not that minimum wage has gone up much since then, but you get the idea. Jimbo, thank you, man.
No.
We're glad you're doing better.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. And how often is it that it is like you fall in with the wrong group? I mean, that's the biggest fear as a parent. You're like, I just want him to have friends that are good and hopefully things will go okay.
Yeah. And you get out and he's excited to buy a brand new Oldsmobile and he finds out that the company's no longer in existence.
Oh, that must have been the worst part of it.
Like, got all these dreams and aspirations. Like, just before he went in, he's like, oh man, I just saw that new Olds Aurora. Can't wait to get one of those.
You can find a stray Alero every now and again.
Right? What about a Saturn? Can I still get a Saturn?
Yeah, I want to be able to kick the door walls.
Oh man, I got it in my eye. I can't wait to see how they've advanced the Geo Storm.
Man, so the first new car I ever got, I leased a Saturn, and when I went there to get it,
you go SL or SC?
As an SL.
SL.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Dark green, tan interior.
Yeah.
I remember that
leather
car.
Leather seats. I mean,
I remember everybody on their cars.
But the one that I had my eye on was in the showroom, and when the sales guy was showing it to me, because Saturns were, they were dent resistant, right?
They had plastic panels.
Yeah. And so he goes up next to it and he goes, and it's dent resistant, takes his knee and smashes it into the driver's side door. And of course it pops right back out. I go, what are you doing? And so then while we're sitting there negotiating, and I think I'm a keen negotiator even then, sure I wasn't. And then, by the way, they don't negotiate. That was Saturn's policy. So I'm like driving a hard bargain. He goes, Greg, there's nothing I can do.
This is the price.
Yeah, this is,
and if you don't want it,
no haggle.
I'm not even going to pretend to go back there. He goes, I took this job because I didn't like haggling with customers. He had been a car salesman for a long time. So while I'm still trying to get him to go down, and he legitimately is not allowed to, and I'm wasting my breath, every other sales guy is taking every customer up and kneeing the driver's side door of the car I'm trying to buy. And I'm like, will you make them stop it?
That's a sales tactic.
Yeah,
that
probably was.
It still can't be good for the flexing paint. Right?
I don't want... Stop kicking this car that might be mine soon for 2.5 years.
I dented the hell out of my sister's door panel in her Saturn.
Maybe they all wore knee pads. I don't know.
Yeah, when you back a Ford Ranger with a steel bumper right into the door, it leaves a pretty good dent.
Yeah.
What is
still crease it.
The most illegal thing you've done? 1-800-947-3979. Jimbo number two in Wisconsin. Hi, Jimbo number two. What did you do?
I robbed a Sonic drive-in when I was like 19 or 20.
Whoa. Yeah, okay. How did you rob the... You said a drive-thru?
Yeah. So me and a buddy were working there, and we both got let go for silly things. Our general manager was actually robbing the car hop so he could buy weed.
Wait, what? And, like, how would he do that? Like,
okay, so
just
he's like,
rip them off on their tips?
He would count at the end of our shift, he would count out the money that we would, like, collect from the customers, including our tips, and he would pocket some of it for himself. And say, oh, we owe this much because our totals weren't right. So my coworker confronted him about it, and he ended up getting fired for it.
Yeah.
And I'm 19, 20, and I don't have a vehicle at the time, so I'm riding a bike, and my bike had a flat tire. Well, all this to say, I forgot to shave one day trying to take care of bills and everything. He had talked to me about it before.
Yeah.
And I just forgot to shave. I was still within regulation.
I'm going to guess led to you saying, fine, I'm robbing this place, right?
Essentially, yes. My coworker was one of the shift supervisors, so he knew the code to the lockbox, the safe. So he knew the code, and we're both out of a job, and we're like, we need some money. And we knew that the drive-through window was cracked and that was the easy way to get in.
Okay. Yeah. Did you get caught?
No.
How much did you get?
Honestly, like $300, but because of insurance, they claimed $500, and it wasn't worth it, but it was an experience I'll never forget.
So they actually made money off
the manager. The guy that you guys hated probably pocketed $200 on that one, too.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, do it again. Oh, man. Thank you, Jimbo.
God. Next time you tell that story, take out so much of it.
I add details.
I liked when you told us whether or not they had tater tots on the menu.
Yeah. It's really key to tell us that you didn't shave.
But when you do, what razor do you use?
What shape is your stash?
Yeah.
Tommy's never experienced this before, but Tommy, if a Jimbo is a lady, it's a Jimbo, not Jimboette. I can see why.
Jimbette.
Jimboette. So cute.
That is, there's no reason you should have necessarily known that. I'm not.
What is the woman's version?
Janebo.
Jimbo. Okay. We haven't done this in a minute.
So. You asked me called Jimbette. I'm like, you know what? I don't remember what the other one is, but that works for me.
Let's go to Jimbette. Hi, Jimbette. How are you? I love it.
Hey, good morning.
I love it, by the way.
Sorry for confusing Tommy.
Okay, no, it's okay. Yeah.
No, you did great.
Yeah, genders are tough for him.
Tommy's asking each person before we get them on whether or not they want the harmonizer. So we're getting texts saying people aren't harmonized, which is where their voices are deepened. So
yeah, we know.
Jimbette knows that she is not harmonized. Anyway, Jimbette, what did
you
do?
I'm not harmonized. I committed insurance fraud.
Okay.
I was recently divorced. The ex took off, refused to pay child support. The homeowner's insurance was still under his name and he was paying it. And I called up the insurance company and said, I lost my $4,000 ring. And they sent me a check for $4,000.
Dang. Did you ever feel guilty about it?
Not a single second, because it paid for my kids' peanut butter and jelly, for God's sake.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, none of us are for insurance fraud, right? I mean, as a general rule.
Generally speaking.
But in that instance, I see why you would do it. You got to pay for your kids' food. There's a big difference between people who steal because they can and the people who steal because their family is starving. And right. Both are stealing, but it's not the same, right?
Yeah. Damn, it felt good.
Yeah. Jim Bat, thank you.
Jim Bat. I can't get past that.
That was wonderful.
Kid needs Jif.
All right. More of your calls. What's the most illegal thing you've done?
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.